It's Lauren at 95.9 The Hawk. We're talking to Rodney O'Quinn, the bassist of Foghat, performing this Friday at the Golden Nugget. A lot of people don't know how you got the gig, and I know you have a background and history playing with Pat Travers, and I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about that, because Boom Boom is one of our most requested songs.
Yeah, I had great honor of playing with Pat Travers. He's still one of my favorite guitar players. Yeah, I played with Pat over 8 years. Yeah, about 8.5 years I played with Pat, and that was great. And then the Foghat thing came about. Every now and then I would bump into some of the crew guys, and they would go, "You should come play with us." Every now and then Craig takes time off, and you should come play. You know, and it was always a joke. But one day I actually played while I was with Pat. I played in Craig McGregor's hometown, and they happened to be off. And him and his wife came to the show, and we hung out. And then the next morning he picks me up and takes me back to his house and fixes me breakfast and everything. And we just sat and hang out. So it was super cool, real surreal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was a huge Craig McGregor fan.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Later on, all of a sudden, bam, you know, sad turn of events on how it all played out.
The circumstances.
That was his thing. After we met, apparently, as Roger always told me, that after Craig dropped me off, he called Roger and all he would say is, "Mini-me, mini-me."
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
That's really cool. So you're totally where you're supposed to be.
I really, you know what's crazy? Is when I was first started learning how to play bass, Foghat Live just came out in 77. I'm 11 years old.
Wow.
And I'm picking up the needle, trying to figure this stuff out. And still to this day, that's still one of my favorite live records. That and, you know, Pat Travers, Go For What You Know. You know, there was a lot of great live records during that era. Ted Nugent, Double Live Gonzo, Peter Frampton, you know. But I would always listen to these live records, but that Foghat one was one that I really started early. But I used to always in my head, I go, "I could play with these guys." Then fast forward in life to actually have Craig McGregor handpick me. How does that happen?
I know. Is it a lucky break, or, you made your own luck? That's so incredible, because you had the talent. He recognized it in you, and, that was an influence for you, and then it came into play when you were searching for a band to lend your talents to. So that's awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. There was a lot of bands that I would, I had bands, and when I was learning how to play, I could play with them. No, I could never play with them. Like me, I was a huge Kiss fan, but never in a million years did I think I could take Gene Simmons's place. But, I envisioned playing with Pat Travers, and I did.
Yeah,
Montrose. I was a big Montrose fan, and I did a handful of gigs where I played with Ronnie Montrose.
Awesome.
So I'm like, wow. Seems like I never officially played with Ted, but I've played with both of Ted's singers.
Uh-huh.
I played gigs with Derek St. Holmes, and then Charlie Hune was singing with Foghat that originally played with Ted Nugent. He replaced Derek St. Holmes with Ted Nugent and was with them. Yeah, he was like with Ted 78 to 82.
Oh, wow.
So, so it's kind of weird how it all unfolds.
It really, it is. And you guys are so humble. Like, the band plays homage to the musicians that you each were inspired by. I noticed that you guys do this backstage with Foghat, on your socials. And it's just, I love it.
I'm out there to just try to replicate, what's already been laid out. And pay homage to him, just like, all of us, like Brian, when he plays slide and stuff, it's all about doing justice to the legacy of the music and of the band, we just have a lot of influences that we all pull from.
Mm-hmm. 50 years worth.
And it's just an,
yeah.
And it's just an honor to be a part of it all.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear you add your touch to the Foghat history here, and it's great that you feel home with Foghat. I know that you played, I think, Las Vegas in 2022, right? Nugget. In 2020, that was the last show before everything shut down.
I started playing with Foghat in July of 15.
Oh, okay.
And actually, July of 15 through June of 16, I was actually doing double duty. I was bouncing between Foghat and Pat Travers.
Oh, wow.
And then June 16, June of 16 is when I finally drew the final line in the sand and just said, I'm just Foghat only. It's been a great ride.
So what is your favorite song to play with, like, the best bass lines, the one you enjoy the most when you're up on stage?
You know, it's funny. Sometimes it's almost like the simplest songs.
Oh, yeah,
what
of course.
What I get off the most on is what, you know, electrifies the crowd.
I was going to say,
you know,
you get
that,
back.
That's what really draws me in. But, I mean, you know, of course, everyone could easily go slow, right? Hey, that's Foghat's, you know, mm-hmm. number one hit, you know, their biggest hit. But, you know, Fool for the City always draws me in because I always go back to, you know, Foghat Live. That was the opening track. But, you know, here we're starting to do, we're venturing back and just doing some stuff that more, I won't say obscure, but, you know, the fans throughout the years have asked for songs. But, like, we're doing Sara Lee,
which is the first
record.
That was the next thing out of my mouth. Okay, so I love the deep cuts. I'm all about that. Sara Lee is one of my favorite songs of Foghat, for sure. And it wasn't on the set. I have copies of both set lists from, you know, 2020, 2022. And I'm like, when are they going to play it? So you're saying Friday. Yep. We could hear that. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Sara Lee's going to be in there. We're actually going to do a Hold Hide In off the same album.
Ooh.
One nice thing that we are doing is we've got a song we put in the set that actually the late Kim Simmons had wrote. Kim Simmons from Savoy Brown. Which, you know, Foghat spun off of Savoy Brown, but Roger and Kim had a great relationship. We all did with him. And he wrote a bunch of songs, but there was a song, actually there's four songs that we've recorded that, you know, we're working on finishing up on that he had wrote, but there's one of them for sure that's already going to be in the show coming up. So we're kind of paying a little homage to him along the way since he unfortunately left us just recently.
Yeah, and so there's been a lot of changes in the rock world this year already. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm from Chicago, Sweet Home Chicago, of course. Always look for that.
Yep. We'll have that for you for sure.
Are you guys working on an upcoming record as you make these songs and they're going to be introduced in your tour? Are you working on that as well?
Yeah, we've got basically right now we've cut a bunch of tracks. That's, like I said, is the four songs from Kim Simmons. But then we got some other songs that are just kind of like remakes because management was like going, we need to hurry up and just put something out. So I was like, okay. Because see, last year at the beginning of the year, we were starting to work on writing songs. And then all of a sudden, Charlie Hune decided, you know, it was time to retire. So we had to shift gears to go, hey, we got to work in a new singer.
Right.
So it kind of put the whole, you know, original thing kind of on hold. So right here, just recently, we've just been tracking some remakes and stuff and then the Kim songs. And we'll probably release that in the next couple of months, I think, is the plan. But then hopefully by the end of the year, you know, we may, or the beginning of next year, actually have one with a bunch of new original material.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Don't stop now. So, the Stones are doing original material too. Yeah.
No, we got to keep going. It's like Roger always tells us, you know, going to rock till we drop, going to roll till we're old. or the other way around.
No. He sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, he really is. He's his, you know, English humor. It's just so funny.
I know.
He'll look at his hands and we'll kind of go, Roger, how much longer are you going to do this? He'll look at his hands and be like, well, I had a talk with my hands the other day and we think we're good for at least another 20 years.
That's odd. He had a talk with
his
hands.
All right. Okay.
I know. I saw him like playing on a steering wheel and making the, you know, sound like a blinker. And I think it's so cool that you guys are on, I mean, seriously, TikTok, right? Like Foghat's on TikTok. And I heard him say something like, we're some TikTok and mother effers. And I was dying.
Oh, yeah.
I was dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Scott. He said that after he did that. He was like going, he goes, my daughter's been a little upset with me lately over that one.
No, but it's great to see this stuff. I mean, learn so much. We learn, you know, the 1972 limited edition vinyls coming out. All these, you can learn all that stuff from your website, from, you know, your socials and everything. So we get to stay on top of all the Foghat updates. So what songs do you think you'd want us to play? You know, to prep for this show on Friday, I'm going to start getting these guys in the groove.
Well, I mean, you obviously can never go wrong. You know, Fool for the City and Slow Ride or Stone Blue. But you never know. Like I say, throw out some of them deep cuts. Sarah Lee, Slip Trip, you know, get everybody kind of tuned in on it.
That's what we're going to do.
There was a lot of great stuff. And like I said, those deep cuts, that's where the hidden gems are.
Absolutely. Yeah, but I kicked off my show with Driving Wheels today. I got some Rock and Roll Outlaws and, like you said, Fool for the City, Babe.
Love that album. Yeah, yeah.
So great. Oh,
you got it. You know what you're doing. You go, girl.
I will. And I can't wait to see you guys on Friday. So we'll be giving away tickets.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And thank you again.
All right. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye.